Hey, this is Mark Cherry, creator and executive producer of Desperate Housewives. It's been a few weeks since we've had an original episode air, and it's good to be back. So, let's get caught up on where we last left off, and then I'll tease you a little bit about the next brand new episode entitled Look Into Their Eyes and You See What They Know, which airs this Sunday, April 19th on ABC. Now, our last episode, which was entitled A Spark to Pierce the Dark, that was episode 518, and in that episode, Edie swerved her car to avoid hitting Orson and plowed into an electrical pole. This was after escaping a very angry Dave. As she stepped out of the car, she stepped into a puddle, and she was electrocuted. The last shot was of her finger slightly flickering, so I know some of the fans are wondering if she's still alive or not. But before I get to that, let's recap the rest of the episode. We saw Orson and Bree have quite a disagreement.
You made me a promise. You need to stick to it.
Orson, think about how I built this company from nothing. How it brings me joy and pride and a sense of accomplishment. Is that really something you want me to give up?
Yes.
And despite his ultimatum, Bree refused to sell her business, which sent Orson to another stealing spree. When a neighbor discovered Orson in her living room trying to steal a knickknack, she clocked him over the head with a baseball bat. Meanwhile, in the mystery storyline, Dave's plan to shoot Catherine during their camping trip failed when his cell phone rang just as he was about to pull the trigger. Gabrielle confronted Carlos about the long hours he's been spending at the office and the effect it's having on their marriage and family. And in the Lynette storyline, Lynette was having problems with her very difficult boss, Lucy.
You heard the woman. We're working nights.
I have a tiny scheduling conflict. I coach my daughter's basketball team on Friday nights, so if I could...
Friday nights are now work nights. If we're successful, those of you on commission stand to do very well, and those of you who aren't, well, you get to keep your jobs, which, in this economy, is a bonus all by itself.
So let me give you some backstage dirt about what we were doing during this episode. We had the wonderful character actress Gloria LeRoy playing the old woman whose home Orson broke into. She is going to be featured prominently in this upcoming episode, 519, and she's terrific. A character actress who's been around forever and just an amazing, amazing woman. Sometimes, you know, when we have older character actors on the show, we have a problem because, you know, they sometimes can't remember their lines. You know, television moves very quickly, and it's often very difficult for older actors. Gloria came in, and she had her lines down perfectly. Everyone in the crew was amazed at how quickly we got through her scenes because she just knew her stuff, and she was a joy to work with. You know, one of the things I tried to do during the Dave storyline is I wanted the audience to know that one of the housewives was in danger, and I set it up so that maybe people would think that it would be Catherine who would have problems. And of course, at the end, it was Edie Britt. You know, you try to keep these storylines quiet, but, you know, for those of you who pay attention to the media, some of our storylines with Edie had been leaked ahead of time. And so that's always a little tricky, but I hope, you know, even for the fans who had heard something about Nicolette's imminent departure, that they were still surprised by how we decided to, you know, take care of the character, as it were. You know, the interesting thing about Edie's car accident is that took an entire night to shoot, you know, what I think amounted to about 30 seconds of footage. You know, all those various shots required, you know, different setups. And, you know, on Desperate Housewives, we don't tend to do a lot of things with stunts or stunt people or, you know, crashes. You know, we're not that kind of show typically. But it was a lot of fun for our guys and our stuntmen. And, you know, we were all pretty pleased with how that sequence came out. And really what it came out of is, you know, I've killed so many people on this show that, you know, if there's going to be a major character who's in harm's way, you know, I stay up late at night trying to think of different ways to injure people. I don't know what that says about me, but I have a lot of fun with that. Now, this isn't the first time viewers thought they had seen the last of Edie Britt. We've seen her hanging with a noose around her neck at the end of season 3. At the end of season 4, she was banished from Wisteria Lane by the other ladies. You know, and I know it's been in the media that Nicolette Sheridan is leaving the series. People are probably wondering, you know, was the car crash her last appearance on the show, or will the viewers see Edie Britt again? Tune in Sunday. Edie Britt is still on our show, and the episode is all about Edie. And we do some really, I think, amazing things in 519 in terms of really having all the characters think about Edie and doing major scenes with all the actresses. We wrote this really, I think, fun episode for Nicolette Sheridan, where we got to find out secrets about the character, things we hadn't known before. So I think that will be interesting for everyone to tune in to watch that. There was an interesting scene in this last episode between Gabby and Tom commiserating about being the two stay-at-home spouses on the block and the unexpected bonding and friendship between these two characters.
Lately, Carlos just doesn't want to do it.
Wrong. Guys always want to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you're tired and get home late?
Even if we're exhausted and late and been shot in the leg twice, we still want to.
I think it was the first time in the history where we've ever had a scene where it was just Doug Savant and Eva Longoria on set together. And I asked both the actors what that was like. And they, you know, they had a good time. But, you know, they said it was a little weird to do a scene with someone who wasn't their, you know, actual partner, marital partner from the show. But they had a good time doing it. And I think we're going to be exploring more of the interesting housewife-house-husband relationship from these two in the future. So in 519, the episode that's coming up, you know, the ladies of Wisteria Lane are going to go on a very important, albeit awkward, road trip. And they're all going to talk about the impact Edie Britt had on their lives. And viewers will catch glimpses of a past that they have not seen before. And this episode will be narrated by someone other than Mary Alice. This is Mark Cherry signing off. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to watch Desperate Housewives this Sunday evening on ABC. It's going to be a good one.